It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to Friday. Border Crossings is live from D.C. Studio 4. And in our studio today on the program, we welcome Lotus Crush. They're on tour for a brand new album, which is a Rabbit Hole. We'll talk to the band. We'll hear them perform. They're with us today. Lotus Crush coming up on Border Crossings.
Blue way again.
Hi, this is Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. We welcome you to our program. And today, on tour for the brand new album Rabbit Hole, Lotus Crush are here in D.C. and in our studios. We want to say hi and welcome, guys.
Hello.
Thank you.
It's great to have you in D.C. and congratulations on the new album.
Thank you very much.
Which has been out a few months.
Yeah.
I guess. Doing very well for you.
Yeah, we've been busy trying to let people hear it in the flesh.
Well, you started off with another band, I guess, many years ago, you, Terry.
Actually, the genius of this band involves a lot of side stories that kind of were brought together. Pete was in Candlebox, a founding member of a band that sold 6 million records, so Pete's done his fair share. I was in a band from Scotland that was on Geffen, so, you know, and Islands played in Jimmy's Chicken Shack, a band that's a lot of people know. And these guys over here are illustrious rhythm section. You can see them most nights in Seattle, kind of killing it in a lot of bands. So there's a lot of experience that's brought to the table in this group.
And the new album was produced at Mutt Lange Studios?
Actually, it was produced at Robert Lange Studios.
It's not the same Robert Mutt Lange?
No, but you could call Robert a Mutt. He may enjoy it. I don't know. He might like it. I don't know. Sorry, Bob. Actually, Bob's not going to like that. I apologize, Bob. But a lot of great records have been recorded there. It was an absolute privilege to record in what is a grand old lady of a studio.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have toured the world. I was reading where you performed in Vietnam not too long ago.
It was actually myself in Vietnam, but this band, we've been lucky enough to play in some pretty incredible places. We've played Prague, Poland, Belgium, and a far off winterish country called Scotland, which we played a bunch of shows in. So we've been all over the place.
And that's home for you?
That is, it used to be. I came here and got lost.
Mm-hmm. And now you're living, I think, New Orleans?
I am, actually. I'm a proud New Orleanian. Go Saints.
So, yeah. And you have sung the national anthem, I guess, for several events in New Orleans.
I have, and I have to say, I've played all over the world for enormous crowds, but literally the single scariest moment in my entire career was singing a foreign national anthem, because let's be honest, it is a foreign national anthem. I'm from the United Kingdom, so in front of 80,000 or 60,000, 70,000 people in the Dome. Mm-hmm. I remember thinking at the time, I was like, why would you let a foreigner have the microphone right now? Why does that sound like a good idea? But I didn't blow it. So
is it as hard as the people say? The delay and the echo?
100% as difficult as people say. And in fact, I would go as far as to say it is a thankless task, because the only time people ever remember it is when you mess it up. It's true. It's absolutely true. The only way you'll remember it is if you mess it up. Otherwise, it's like, yeah, he sang it, whatever.
Mm. Well, so, you know, I mean, the new album's out, Lotus Crush. Why did you call the album Rabbit Hole? What made you decide that?
There's a lot of themes on the record I was anxious to talk about, including the state of the world. And the rabbit hole for me was a metaphor. Actually, it was a reference to a 70s British cartoon called Watership Down, which uses rabbits as a metaphor for the state of the world. And it was kind of a reference to that, which is the further you go down the rabbit hole, the less you want to know.
And well, there's a lot of things to talk about with Terry and the band. Lotus Crush are here. We're going to cover those things. But first, I want to ask if you guys to do a song for us.
Oh, we have to play a song?
Yeah, you got to work a little bit.
What? Singing for yourself.
What's the name of the song?
Judging by the first chord that he's played, and because I can't remember the set list, I'm assuming we're playing Hearts and Minds, which is the first song off the record.
Second
song off the record. Just, wow.
First single.
Blew it.
You want to count it off or something?
Yeah, I'll be here all day. Thanks.
One, two. Yeah.
right. Lotus Crush live here on The Voice of America. You guys started together as Lotus Crush, I guess, 2011. Put out your first CD a year later. So, I mean, who influenced the sound for you guys? I read somewhere Pink Floyd played a large part.
Sure.
In what you're...
It's a big part of me as a guitar player.
Mm-hmm. Pete and I met when my band from Scotland toured with Candlebox. We were out for a lot of months, and at that point you get to know about the band you're out touring with in pretty great detail, including the smell of their socks. So we ended up having conversations about the bands that had influenced our life, and things like Pink Floyd and The Verve were foremost in our discussion. So we decided, well, what else are you going to do? You start a band.
Mm-hmm.
So it took us a little while to get around to it, but we did. We started Lotus Crush on that premise.
And I read where you speak often about the Aberdeen sound, the Aberdeen influence, which is kind of, I guess, where you're from. So what is the Aberdeen sound?
I guess to put your finger on it, if in a local sense, it'd be harder to put your finger on it if you know living in Aberdeen. But in terms of being over here and reflecting on it, it's just I guess it sounds a lot more different because it's British rock and roll. The British and American sound is identifiably different, and I think we've married the two. And you know, it's maybe a little harder to be in Aberdeen and say, well, what is the Aberdeen sound? But here, it sounds a lot like British rock and roll. So.
What was the biggest adjustment you had to make moving to the US from Scotland?
I guess it's probably the way that you guys ruined the English language.
Oh, okay. We perfected it.
Yeah.
It's healthier if I don't say anything. No,
that's right.
Yeah, you're speaking
don't dig
on
yourself
Voice of America
exactly.
Right now.
Yeah, it's called Voice of America, not Voice of You.
So Lotus Crush are on tour right now. The tour goes on for the rest of the year and then on beyond that as well. Is this an international tour?
Yep. We will be going back to the UK, Germany, and I think Belgium too in probably February or March.
Mm-hmm.
And that will kick off our year. I believe the year will even take us at the end back to Australia for the first time. So.
Wow. And I heard before we went on the air you were speaking German.
Yes, I speak a little German.
A little German?
Enough that when you're at a restaurant in Germany like we were, you can get by. not much more.
People who may recognize your face, and no disrespect to anybody else, but they recognize Terry because you were on The Voice as a solo artist.
Yeah.
And you did very well. I guess second place.
That's
Brian
right.
Cassidy
I failed.
Pope.
I didn't manage.
Well, not
to
yeah. That's not failure. Well, it depends on what you call failure. But you had 5 of the top 10 number one songs on iTunes.
Yeah, it was pretty magical experience in that regard. But you know, with a wonderful experience, a wonderful bubble to live in. But my bread and butter has always been, you know, writing and performing music with talented guys like these. So it's great to be back doing what I normally do.
Mm-hmm. And you were on. Can I talk a little bit more about?
Yeah,
you were on the Blake Shelton's team.
Blake is an absolute trooper, and in fact, I just had this conversation with somebody the other day. They got in touch and said, how tall are you? You look like you're 5'3", and I was like, it's not that I'm 5'3", it's that Blake's 6'6".
Yeah.
He really is just an absolute mountain of a man. Mm-hmm. He's just huge.
And being on a show like that, I mean, he's a country icon.
Yeah.
So to take a rocker is kind of a different kind of a move for a country guy, for you to pick him.
I think there was a degree of serendipity about the whole thing because, truthfully, I'd worked out long before I ever set foot on that stage that if I was going to go with anyone, if I got the opportunity, then I would go with Blake. It was just a gut feeling. I'd only ever watched The Voice once before, and that was because my wife and child kind of shouted through, you have to come see this. And it was Blake that I saw, and I thought, yeah, he seemed like a good guy, and I don't know, it was gut instinct, so I went with Blake for that very reason. Not for anything more complicated than that.
And so you were obviously recording with these guys, you know, off the show.
Yeah.
So everybody was okay with him saying, I want to do The Voice by myself? That was...
Well, we had done the first record in 2011, and I had to go back to Candlebox. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, I'm going on The Voice.
Yeah.
So he did that.
Pete told me he didn't love me anymore and went off and played with his
other band. Divorced him.
And he said, you're just going to have to take care of yourself, dude. And I said, well, you know what? I'm going to go on a national TV show. How about that?
it's great to have you guys in our studios, Lotus Crush, promoting the new album, Rabbit Hole. So if you guys would do another song, that'd
sure.
be great.
Yep.
What's this song called?
Heaven's Hell, please.
Heaven's Hell. Heaven's Hell. Heaven's Hell.
No.
No. Oh, no.
Isn't it one?
It is, but we've been... You have to transpose.
Change it as you go. Mm. One of the fun things about being live.
Transpose.
We've always done it.
Okay.
No, we have not.
Heaven's Hell?
Okay.
As you can hear, it doesn't matter how much you tour. Apparently, you don't even know how to play your own songs.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world of professionals.
Now, when you do play on stage, it's different than this. This is, you know, in fairness to you guys, this is very different because you normally don't do an acoustic set when you're a electric guitar driven man.
Yeah, absolutely. But by the same token, we the first half of our European tour was just three of us playing in little places, like Poland, and so we've done. We've done the variety, and I think we get a lot of joy out of playing like this. There's a simplicity and an honesty about it, which, you know, maybe you lose somewhere along the line playing with the full band.
All right. I know you guys have done some big shows, festivals, South by Southwest, and a lot of other shows.
Yeah, we've enjoyed the gambit, but yeah, that's why things like this actually stand out a little bit. It's a lot of fun for us to come in and keep it intimate.
Very happy you guys came in. I looked on your, you know, Facebook page and website pages, and you've been posting that you're going to be here. So
yeah.
Thank you guys for doing that.
No, thank you very much for having us.
We're thrilled to have you. Lotus Crush, live in our studios. Crush, sounding great.
Thank you.
Here in D.C. on tour, and the new album's Rabbit Hole. So the show in D.C. is tonight?
Tomorrow night.
So you get to do the sights while you're here.
A little bit.
Is this your first time in DC?
No, I've played here. In fact, I think not just with this band. I'm pretty sure everybody here has played it a bunch of times. And actually, Ireland is effectively local.
Mm-hmm. Alexandria,
on the road. So, I mean, when you travel and you tour and you perform in all these different countries, do you have favorite places you like to go and go back again?
Yeah,
and
the bar.
Yeah. You know, Germany, and because obviously you speak the language.
I think we're
Asia. They love you in
absolutely.
Asia.
Absolutely, we're blessed that we get to play some pretty exciting places. Mm-hmm. When it's definitely the biggest perk of the job is you get to go some truly exceptional, do some exceptional traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been lucky enough to eat rubbish hot dogs in Polish gas stations and things like that. So.
And your music gets, I assume, influenced by your travels to different countries? Are there songs written while you're in these countries?
Yeah. Pete probably won't even remember this, but I was just flicking through the voice notes on my phone and I found a song that we wrote when we were sitting in one of the bars in Poland. I was like, oh, that sounds great.
Oh, with Craig.
Yeah. So we just forget. So.
Well, that's excellent. I mean, you know, because we're broadcasting to an international audience right now. And, you know, you also carry a message. You're involved with a charity organization. You're donating
absolutely
a lot of money. You recorded a video in a very poverty-ridden area of Los Angeles called Skid Row.
Yeah. I lived in L.A. for nearly 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I love the city. I was proud to be a Los Angelino. We ended up working with C. Thomas Howell, a very talented actor who I think loved what we were doing, and likewise we put a lot of trust in him. He came up with a great idea about using our song All the Same to convey a message. While we were in the middle of shooting the video, the mayor of Los Angeles came out and declared a state of emergency regarding homelessness in Los Angeles. So there was again a real sense that it was meant to be, and I really hope that what we've done is treated, I guess, the right way. It really is just an attempt to bring the message to a lot of people and do the best we can with one song. And I think C. Thomas Howell did a great job of doing that. He directed the video.
Mm-hmm.
He actually appeared as the villain in our first video off this record and then directed the next one. I think he's going to direct our next one too.
Hmm.
But absolutely, we're also working with him for the This Time Tomorrow Foundation,
mm-hmm.
which is a cancer charity. We're going to be playing their gala with the actor Jeff Daniels. C. Thomas Howell's going to be telling some stories. And that's next week.
21st.
Why, it's next week. Next week in Milwaukee.
Fantastic.
So we're doing a little bit of flying.
All right. Well, Rabbit Hole is doing well for the band. Lotus Crush is the name of the group. On tour for the new album, which is album number 2.
Yeah.
What are the holiday plans for you guys?
I'm going to go back home to Seattle. Mm-hmm. I live in Florida now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not allowed to go back home.
You're not allowed to go. You don't get to go back to Scotland.
No.
No visa for you.
No, actually, it's just about the most expensive trip you could possibly imagine is to just pop home for a cup of tea. So I'll be staying here until we go home on tour, until we go back on tour next year.
And I know you're a family guy, married with a child.
I am, yeah.
Or a boy?
I've got two. I've got my son, my wonderful little racehorse athlete son, Liam, who's 9, and I've got my daughter, Ella Jean, who's 2,
mm-hmm.
and already rules the house. So
yeah,
I know Pete can relate. Because he's got a little girl, so
yeah, I have a 2.5-year-old.
So how do you balance doing this kind of line of work?
Not
with
easily.
Little kids,
FaceTime.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
It really FaceTime. Makes a difference.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, but Skype and FaceTime. Thank you.
They come out and they watch Dad perform. Both dads.
If it works for the situation, sure.
We've actually got a show. It started off as a little show, but it kind of escalated into something a little bit bigger than we planned. It's in New Orleans on the 27th of November. Now that's great for me because obviously it's in my adopted home city. So while we're performing, I suspect my children will pop into the door of the venue just to say hi,
mm-hmm.
And then I'll be sent back to bed.
Will you encourage your kids to get into this business?
Absolutely not.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, they're going to do something smart like be a doctor or a lawyer. They don't need to be messing around with music.
All right. Would you guys do another song for us?
Sure.
Sure.
What's this one called?
All the Same.
All the Same. All right, this is what we were just talking about.
Yeah, this is the track.
Crush and All the Same. It's from Rabbit Hole, which is the new album. You can get it now, iTunes, Amazon, any way you want to get it.
Oh, the show is come to a show
and come to see them in the show, because yeah, you guys are touring the world. So if people want to come and see the show and they want to find the schedule, it's at your website, which is
it's Lotus Crush
Music
music.com.
That's Lotus Crush Music.
Yeah, we don't like to say
www.
Yeah, we don't like to say, we don't like any one of us doesn't like to say a website in whole. We need three of us to say it's good.
Now, how did you come up with the name Lotus Crush? I mean, band names are not easy to come up with.
No.
You know, especially everybody's got their opinions and thoughts.
Of them.
About 50.
Drive Blind and Candlebox and Lotus Crush. And yeah, how'd you come up with that?
It's a long story, but he can sum it up.
Effectively, it's a reference to the Lotus Eaters of Greek mythology, which sounds really highbrow. And like we're being artsy fartsy and elitist, and really we weren't. it's a lot more simple than that. But that was we actually came up with another name, and we got all excited about it. I'm not going to say it out loud because it's kind of silly now. But it turned out there was a very large computing firm that somehow we'd missed. We're like, yeah, we probably can't call it that then. So, but it really wasn't a lot. In fact, you can write the songs, you can write an album, you can start a band. The hardest part of the whole deal is coming up with the right name.
Especially now, because there's so many bands.
Mm-hmm. Although all the names
are taken.
Right.
People start just using phrases as band names.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's actually become my favorite hobby, which is when I hear a phrase, I'll write it down, because in my head, I've started 50 new indie bands. And my latest one is, I want to start a band called Scream for Sheila.
Scream for Sheila.
Yeah. How cool is that?
Somebody's going to take it.
That's
now,
it. It's gone now.
It's not pretty good.
It's gone now. The domain's already.
But if they nick it, then they're nicking it for me. So I'll just go, you know.
It's like Facebook formulas.
I'll go get Lawyer John. You know?
So you guys have gone.
He's not real.
From Geffen, a major, to an indie label. Do you like the move on the indie label? Is that more control, more freedom?
Well, Pete was on Maverick with Candlebox, and I was on A&M and Geffen with Driveline. But it's a totally different age. It's a totally different day. The music industry has changed so much dramatically since I was on a major label. I'm sure Pete would say the same thing.
Oh yeah,
I mean it's nothing like it was. It's kind of unrecognizable, and
it's almost impossible to make a career. If I were a new band, I would just say stop. Get a job, man. You're not going anywhere.
There's your pep talk.
There's your pep talk for the day, kids. Selling albums is not. It's hard. The industry's taken a hit. Yes. Now it's gone back to the singles, to virtually singles.
Well, actually, it was. It had gone back to the importance of one song. But the problem now is that. A bunch of very smart people worked out how to stop asking you to pay $1 for one song, and they're now asking you to pay $10 for all the songs every month. So
it
begs the question, where does your average guy in the street, your average artist, where do you fit into that? And I don't think we know yet. It's all being worked out. But one thing has not changed is that if you're exceptional and you play in front of people, that's where your living is. Mm-hmm. So guess what? We're out there playing.
All right, LotusCrushMusic.com. Check out the band online. Go see him in concert. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you very much.
What a pleasure to have you guys. Sound great, and I'd love to have you back again next time you're in D.C.
Excellent.
Deal. Please come back.
Thank you, America.
The album is Rabbit Hole. My name is Larry London, and this is Border Crossings.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA1.
More money, more problem. Oh, yeah. If I was flipping burgers on the night shift, would you choose me? Would you let me take you home if I drove a whole day? 'Cause every time I see you, I be screaming hallelujah. But you're all about the Benjamins, I see right through ya. Oh, I'm still gonna get stoned, so you could go ahead and break your bones. 'Cause all I've ever been told,
money, more problems, so I'd rather be broke. Trying to make the shit last, that I didn't notice you was chasing my cash. 'Cause every time I see you, I be screaming hallelujah. But you're all about the Benjamins, I see right through ya. Oh, I'm still gonna get stoned, so you could go ahead and break your bones. 'Cause all I've ever been told,
more money, more problems, so I'd rather be broke. So I'd rather be
Stevie broke. Ready for-
So I'd rather be broke.
Gotta get this damn TV fixed.
Larry London on VOA 1.
Show the way you cry. I hear your voice.
Border Crossings, Voice of America, Celine Dion with R. Kelly, and a request from King Boy to Jennifer. And I thank you for listening to our show, Border Crossings. That's a song called I'm Your Angel here on our Friday program. If you'd like to join Border Crossings, you can call 202-619-2077. We're in the studio live, and we'll do our CD giveaway in just a few minutes. Again, thank you to Lotus Crush for coming on the program. And after the band was on, we played a request for Tigas Nagash, which was Jason Derulo, Stevie Wonder, Keith Urban triage called Broke. So thank you very much for listening and requesting songs all around the world. Again, the line's open, 202-619-2077. That's the same phone number you'll be calling in to win the Now 56 CD in just a few minutes. Here's a request from Dawit Ashetu, and this is Tupac with Changes.
Changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill him, he's a hero. Get it to the kids who the hell cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship him, don't let him deal with brothers. Give him guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then it changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Damn,
yeah. Oh, come on. Oh, come on, come on. That's just the way it is.
The way it is.
Things will never be the same.
Never be the same, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
See no changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to racist. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people. They'll be acting right. Cause both black and white and smoke tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes skill to be real, time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret or concealed a fact. The penitentiary's packed and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Selling back to the kid.
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well, that's the way it is.
Come on, come on. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Damn, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on, come on.
That's just the way it is.
The way it is.
Things will never be the same.
Never be the same, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
We gotta make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat, let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes, can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do, but now I'm back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pimp smack you up. Gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's the sound number two. You say it ain't cool. My mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay strapped. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Things will never be the same. That's just
just the way it is. Way it is. Oh yeah.
So oh,
you're my brother, you're my sister. That's yeah. just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Never change.
Border Crossings, and that's one thing that'll never change. And thank you very much for the request for Tupac and your song Changes. I'm Larry London, and I want to say hello to some of our Facebook followers before we get to our CD giveaway. Augustino checked in today. Magdalene is with us. Brian Cabasso, Celeste, I thank you. Celeste Dancer is one person who posted a Lotus Rush photo coming in. So thank you, Celeste, for listening to the show. Muhammad Ali, Samoro, Beza is listening. Richard Amara, Solomon Tesema, Abel Mulugeta. We thank you all for joining us. Lynn is with us. Mary, Abel, everybody's here. It's time now to give away the CD, and we're going to go to the phones at 202-619-2077. And I'm going to take caller 7 today. Lucky 7 will be our CD winner for the Now 56 CD. The last time that we're going to do it by call-in right now. So call 202-619-2077, lucky caller 7. So keep on calling until you win, and we'll be listening to Justin Bieber while you're calling to be caller 7 at 202-619-2077.
Just admit it. See, I gave you faith, turned your doubt into hope, and can't deny it. Now I'm all alone and my joys turn them open. Tell me, where are you now that I need you? Where are you now?
Where are you now?
Where are you now that I need you? Couldn't find you anywhere. When you broke down, I didn't leave you. Oh, I was by your side. So where are you now that I need you? Oh, where are you now that I need keep you warm. I showed you the game everybody else was playing. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
And I was on my knees when nobody else was praying. Oh Lord.
Lord.
Where are you now that I need you? Where are you now that I need you?
Border Crossings, where are you now? That's Justin Bieber, a request from Fadila Bemnit in Ethiopia, listening to Shegar FM. Justin's new album, Purpose, comes out today. It's Friday the 13th. Ooh. And the Justin Bieber album, Purpose, is out. And so is the Made in the AM album from One Direction. Both come out today. The Now 56 CD in the top five on the Billboard album charts. And today's lucky winner is James Addy in Ghana. Hey, James Addy was caller 7, and he picked up a copy of the Now 56 CD. We'll be back on Monday to give away some more Now 56 CDs next week. So keep your entries coming our way. The email address is bordercrossings@voa.gov. I want to say hello to Lord OG, Get a Benny, Miran. They all checked in on my Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Augustino's with us. I mentioned Celeste. Hamir No is tuned in Ethiopia. Ogwa Ojem listening. Antona Kiffel, Asrat Belay, Eddie Kojo, all joining us. Alhaji Ahmed, it's been a while. Welcome back to Border Crossings. Nice to have you with us. Mogiri Machuki said, I'm listening to you on my Grundig YB80 shortwave radio. So thank you, Mogiri Machuki, for being so loyal and dedicated. Thanks to everybody for helping out with today's show, Nick and Gary and Wagner and company, and also our producer, director, Felicia and Vince, and everyone else associated with the show, bringing Lotus Crush to you today. LotusCrushMusic.com if you want to get their new CD. And we'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend. I'm Larry London. This is the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.